This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
We may be on holiday, but that doesn't mean the fun doesn't stop with Mad Wednesday podcasting, and today we get a little sporty. It's not just about the AFL Pride match this week that's happening up in Sydney, because in Melbourne, this Saturday on the 22nd of July, the very first ice hockey Pride game is happening, thanks to the Mustangs. The Mustang Pride game is happening at the O'Brien Group Arena on Saturday from 5 p.m. It's a bit of ice hockey fun, and I'm looking forward to jumping in and joining and being a part of it. But to give us a little bit more information, I spoke to Anuska from Amnesty International. The game is actually a partnership between the Mustangs and Amnesty International. They've got together to make this happen, and that's really exciting. So I decided to have a couple of words with everyone involved in this special Mad Wednesday podcast. Hello, Anuska. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, you're from Amnesty International.
Yes.
And here's what I want to know. How has Amnesty International gotten involved with the Mustangs to be a part of the Pride match?
Yes. One of the people that volunteers with Amnesty International also volunteers with the Melbourne Mustangs, and she's part of their organising group. They had the idea of running a Pride match basically on the back of the history of the really strong Pride rounds that are happening in Canada with ice hockey there. It's the home of ice hockey. So it just came to them as an idea. And she suggested to them that they contact Amnesty International to have us help them make sure that the Pride match was appropriate and safe and inclusive, because they didn't really know how to go about doing it.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I guess when anyone's approaching something like this, where do you start?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's very interesting as well that it is ice hockey within the space that we have here in Australia. Even on the same weekend that the AFL are having a pride match for football, we've had pride matches for soccer. We've even had pride matches for water polo. Do you feel like maybe sometimes ice hockey is that forgotten sport within regards to this, which I think is what makes it so exciting?
Well, I'm hopeful that this Pride match will start more sporting groups, whether they come to Amnesty for support or groups like Proud to Play or Team Melbourne for support, for different sporting groups to start running more Pride matches and understanding why it's important to have these kinds of matches, to draw attention to the fact that the LGBTI community is often sidelined or feels unsafe in sporting environments, and that it is possible and not too difficult to change that.
It is a really simple thing to do, isn't it, when we're stepping into this arena, as it were, because it's just a simple matter of informing and educating.
Absolutely, it is. And a lot of the focus of this particular Pride match is going to be on language, the use of language, because in my experience and the experience of a lot of people that I've spoken to from the LGBTIQ community, a lot of the fear or the feeling of inaccessibility of those sports is because of the use of language. One thing in particular that we're trying to tie into the education and the information that we're sharing at the match is about the importance of recognising when you're using language and you're considering whether or not you're using appropriate or inappropriate language. It's important to not just use the right language when you're speaking to somebody that you know is openly identifies as LGBTIQ, because the person next to you might not be openly identifying, but it also may affect them in a negative way. So from the people that I've spoken to and the other organisations that we've been working with, we find that that one of the biggest barriers to LGBTIQ communities becoming involved in sporting environments is the use of language before they actually, and it's a reason why they don't come out in those environments.
Well, I mean, you've talked about it quite a bit. Since it's more than just a game, this Pride match, how are you planning to use language as a way to break that barrier on Saturday?
Yeah. So other than the obvious Pride in Sport, Proud to Play, rainbow flags that will be around. other than that, we will have several pages in there in the games program that will be educating people about the use of language and about the reason why we would have Pride matches, different things that they can do, and different groups and organisations that they can reach out to if they want more information. So that's one of the things we'll be doing.
Well, I think it's just really great that you're doing more than just going, here's the game. Look, there's a rainbow. You know, and you're creating all these different avenues for people, no matter where you sit in the spectrum, to be able to understand and learn and grow more. Because I think sometimes we forget that this isn't just about the cisgendered individuals, but it's us as queer individuals or LGBTIQ, however you identify. We're a part of that narrative as well, and we're a part of that story, and what we put in is what we get back.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. Absolutely. And making an environment where a number of different organisations, we have Minus 18 coming along, and we have the Victoria Police Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers coming along. Obviously Proud to Play, I keep talking about them. They've been very helpful.
And great Team Melbourne. as our Team Melbourne.
And so they'll also be sharing the information from their perspectives with the audiences there. So, and the audience will be a really big mix this time of the standard traditional ice hockey fans and hopefully members of the LGBTIQ community.
Well, I mean, I guess I wonder what are standard traditional ice hockey fans, because the idea that I have in my mind is probably what I've gotten from a lot of American television or things like that, where it's all very rough and very intense. And I've never been, this is going to be my first ice hockey game myself. So I'm quite excited to see what it's like. Have you ever been to one?
I've been to one game and I was immediately hooked. It's very high adrenaline, high intensity.
When you are engaging with all these different teams, when you're engaging with like Team Melbourne, Proud to Play, all these different organisations, have you found they've been really responsive and really eager to help be involved and help to build on this?
Absolutely. So from my perspective, working with Amnesty International, I work across all of the human rights campaigns that the organisation works with. So this is one element of that. And the audience that we often talk to are not necessarily sporting audiences. So my first reaction to taking on this event was to reach out to Proud to Play and ask for help for how we can talk to an audience that we don't usually communicate with about human rights issues and ask them really what kind of audience can we expect here.
I wonder what that is. Here's a fun question. Well, not fun. One of the things that keeps getting brought up when people talk about making sport or sporting spaces more accepting of people within our community always comes down to the toilets, which whether they're identifying as male or female or whether they're gender neutral. Is that a conversation that you guys have had within the space?
It is, yes. And I've been really pleased with the response from the Melbourne Mustangs and also the venue themselves. They're really open to having gender neutral toilets, and that will be part of the match. We'll be making a map available to people who, when they arrive, to show them where that will be, so it's easily accessible and found. So it's been an easy thing for people to incorporate into the game and into any kind of venue.
I think you've hit the nail on the head right there where you've said it, where it's been really easy. You know, you've been just going forward and talking and being a part of it all. Are the Mustangs excited? I know we don't have any of them here with us now, but when we create a podcast of this, we will get the other side of the coin. With your interaction, how have you felt that it's all been?
Yes, it's been incredibly positive. The day that they released, the day that the Melbourne Mustangs announced the Pride match, just through a social media post, the response was incredibly positive. So, the two other national Division One teams across the country both contacted the Mustangs asking to run their own Pride match, wanting to be involved.
Wow.
So what we have now is every ice hockey match from the Division One level that is being played on the 22nd of July across the country, which is the Sydney Bears and Adelaide Adrenaline, and we'll both be running Pride matches as well.
Oh my God.
Yes. another outcome of this, and I think this showcases the importance of running Pride matches, is that a young person contacted the Mustangs within 24 hours of the Pride match being announced and said to them that they play in one of the community leagues and they never thought the Mustangs would accept them, but now they realise they do, that they will, and they now volunteer with the Mustangs. So that's one of the main reasons why we need to have these matches, so that young people know that they will be accepted.
That's absolutely fantastic. Oh my God. That's wonderful. I'm trying to, let's go through what can people expect from the day or the game?
Yes. Okay. So the game itself, Puck Drop, is at 5 p.m. Very excited to have the Victorian Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, Rowena Allen, as the VIP who will be doing the Puck Drop. So she'll be walking out on a red carpet onto the ice, going through the ceremony. She'll be making a statement as well. And after that, the game will start. It will be really exciting, thrilling environment. People are literally thrown against walls.
I'm more concerned about Ro slipping on the ice. I guess that's why the carpet's
That's why
there.
The carpet, yes. So then the game will proceed. There will be an area where there'll be a breakout area. We'll have a social media area for people to take actions, whether it be on marriage equality or whether they want to share social media actions on pride in sport. As I was saying earlier, a number of the other organisations will be there with information for people to find out more about what they do, minus 18, the police, gay and lesbian liaison officers, etc. So there'll be a number of different environments. They'll also... On the day, there'll also be some really exciting giveaways. So every person that attends will be getting a gym towel that has the hashtag #PuckHomophobia on it.
Wow.
So come just for that, if for nothing else, because that's pretty exciting. In light of the fact that all of the Division One ice hockey teams were very keen very early on to run a pride match on the same day, we've contacted the Australian Ice Hockey League and started a conversation with them around running a Pride round. This year it won't be happening and we haven't had time to coordinate it, but the Australian Ice Hockey League have shown their interest in running a Pride round with ice hockey in 2018. So we'll be working with them on that over the next 12 months.
That's fantastic. We jump from behind the scenes into the arena now as we chat to Damien from the Mustangs. What was your response when you first heard that a Pride match was going to be taking place?
Well, it's something that's long time coming. It's something that we need to have awareness about. It's something that I feel quite strongly about it, because in my mind, anyone, regardless of sexual orientation, anything like that, anyone should be able to play hockey without prejudice towards themselves, without feeling like they can't play. Because you want everyone to be able to feel comfortable enough to do what they love. And if that happens to be playing hockey, then who are we to stop them?
What's the response been like as you guys have been spreading the word about the Pride match and letting people know?
It's actually been quite amazing, especially social media. You watch on social media with myself putting things out there on my social forum, as well as the Mustangs, and it's blown up. There's nothing but positive. I've not ever seen one negative comment, and either has the club, which is a great outcome for everyone involved.
Absolutely. Is that, were you guys kind of prepared for negativity just in case, or do we just always assume that?
In Australia as a whole is sort of in the dark ages, in my opinion.
Yeah.
With this topic, you think of Canada and things like that, they're quite modern in regards to this type of situation, especially with sports. It's quite a stigma almost.
Yeah.
With gay people in the world of sports, it's almost something that you don't want to talk about. Which it's starting to come out. You see people like the NHL do it in America and Canada. It's nothing but positive for us to do that here. You don't expect it for being negative, but you also have to obviously worry about those type of things.
Have you guys seen or experienced while playing any homophobia or any kind of gender phobia?
I think it's the age old, people use the words willy-nilly and they don't actually realise what they mean. That's what this is awareness is for, people that don't realise what these words actually negative impact, what type of negative impact it happens. Just about creating awareness. That's all we're doing here.
Absolutely.
If we change one person's opinion, then in my opinion, that's mission solved. Because then that one person will go on to the next person, and it builds and steamrolls. If we can do little bit by little bit, then that's all we ask. Obviously, this is on a bigger scale, but little bit by little bit, we get the word out there.
Absolutely. So tell me, why ice hockey? What is it that you love about it?
I was never much of a football fan or a summer sports recreational standard. I played football when I was a kid. Wasn't too much of a fan of it. Hockey was something different. I think that's why I liked it. My dad used to take me ice skating when I was quite young. So that was something that intrigued me. It's different. Everyone goes, oh, ice hockey. Yep, that was the main drag for me. And once you play it, it's an amazing sport. You don't really, there's not many people that turn away. We're getting, and I coach at the moment in the summer leagues, and you get still 30-plus-year-old people starting for the first time, and they've got more passion than most people I see nowadays.
I think what's exciting, I mean, a lot of people are already coming, and a lot of members of our community are going to be there on Saturday representing their organisations and also just coming in support. A couple of my friends have talked about how much they enjoy ice hockey. I've got no idea what I'm stepping into. I've got no idea what to expect. What can I expect?
Fast-paced action. That's the biggest thing. You can watch it on TV, but you'll never actually grasp the game unless you see it live. A lot quicker. I get a lot of people that come and watch, my friends and family that come and watch that aren't really understanding hockey, and they say, I don't actually understand what's going on, but it's so amazing to watch. So you're looking at fast-paced, physical, high action. The crowd, you feed off the crowd. The crowd is amazing. Once the crowd gets into it, it's a spectacle in itself.
So as the ambassador, what exactly are you doing on Saturday?
I'm actually out with an injury at the moment. So I will be in the stands helping out, doing whatever I can to promote the Pride game. So that's, I think at the start they're going to have me saying hello and handing out. I believe there's posters and stuff like that. So I'll be around, so if people can come say hello, that would be great.
You must be honoured to have been asked to kind of, you know, lead it in this way and be this kind of a representative.
Very much so. We're still a very niche sport. So whenever someone asks you to do something of this nature, it's quite humbling. And any change that you can create in how little or how big impact you might make, it's always great in my eyes. I'll never back down from, especially a cause like this. Where in my eyes, regardless, I mean, who are we to stop someone playing just because of their sexual orientation? I mean, he might be the next Wayne Gretzky of hockey, and because he doesn't feel comfortable in playing, he might not ever try, and he might not ever know on how good he actually is or she is.
Well, just like you were saying, anyone, you know, you have people that jump on and play at the age of 30. So it's important for everyone to realise that any age that they are, they can jump in and always Definitely. Have a go at a sport. If you felt like there's never a space for you or you haven't felt welcome, it's never too late to turn that around.
No, it's never too late. I mean, you see people taking up sports at the age of 60 and plus, because they've got nothing else to do. They want to try something and they end up loving it, and they wonder why they never did it earlier. So if you ever wanted to play hockey or ever thought about trying it, just give it a shot and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
The Mustang Pride game is happening this Saturday from 5 o'clock at the O'Brien Group Arena at the Docklands. It's ice hockey after all. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, so you're not going to want to miss it. I want to thank Anushka and Damien for taking the time to have a chat with me. And now, a word from Michael.
Gooseberry.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.